Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it is 107. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is Shaletta Brundage. I am live at Fraser Fest. It is a festival for families who have children with autism. We're wrapping up because the day is over, but I tell you, we have had a time here. I want to tell this mom, hey, mom, I want to give you a free book. You get a copy of my book, my children's book, Daniel Finds His Voice. Folks are coming up. They're actually giving out flowers to moms because Mother's Day is next Sunday. We are having a great time. It was an amazing event. If you missed it, please mark your calendar for next year. It's presented by Central Roofing, and it is amazing. Hold on just a second. Now, I have to tell you, I need to talk to Reverend Palmore for prayer every now and again. That's my personal pastor. I call him. He prays for me, and he helps me to feel better about some of the things that are troubling me in my life. But every now and again, I need some help from a professional, somebody who can give me some tools and resources that I can use in my life that will help me get over the hump and handle the blues. You know, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I was one of those kids who was very close to my grandparents. You know, my mother had me when she was 16 years old, and so she was a single mother until she met and married my stepfather. And so my grandmother and my great-grandmother were very instrumental in raising me. I called my grandmother Mama, right? And so to not have them around on Mother's Day to call and to love on and to spend time with and to send a card or a gift to was difficult for me, right? And so, you know, I have a point where I do need prayer. That's gonna help. But it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and I have to be able to do a self-check-in. I have to be able to be in tune with my mental health and just really prioritize taking the time to self-evaluate and see, do I need to speak with a therapist? Do I need a counselor? Do I have all the arsenals in my toolbox that are going to help me? And if that answer is no, I need to see somebody. So as we recognize Mental Health Awareness Month, you may also need to do a check-in. So I had to call a doctor that I trust, somebody that I know and love, to come on and talk about this topic because it's sensitive for a lot of people, right? We want to say, well, you know, if you were strong enough, you could get through it. But sometimes that's not the case. Seeking help doesn't make you weak. It makes you wise. So Dr. Abby Miller, Chief Medical Officer for Commercial Plans at United Healthcare of Minnesota, is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Abby, it is always so much fun to have you on my show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me again, Shaletta.
Now, we know that it is Mother's Day coming up, and that's a difficult time for a lot of people who have lost their mother, whether they, you know, lost their mom 50 years ago or 5 minutes ago. It still hurts. That's still your mama, and you can't pick up the phone. You know, people say, oh, she's with you in spirit, but I can't call her. And so while I'm celebrating my mother and buying flowers and calling and talking to her and FaceTiming with the kids, it's not lost on me that more than half of my friends no longer have their mother with them. And so it's going to be a difficult time. Talk to us about that.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's holidays can be really difficult times for, you know, having lost family members, exactly as you said, whether you lost your parent recently or years ago, or, I mean, think about, you know, we've got Father's Day in June, you know, during any of those holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, is always an especially hard time for a lot of people because of family members that they've lost.
Mm-hmm. So we talk about all the time support system and staying strong. How crucial is that to have some folks around you?
Oh, so being connected to a strong support system is absolutely vital. So I completely hear what you're saying around your personal, you know, your pastor, your reverend, your priest, having that strong network of friends. A lot of us have that best friend that, you know, is almost like your therapist. But you're right. Sometimes there's just no substitute for a mental health professional.
Mm-hmm. And you know, talk to me about what the first step is, because I know that I didn't know what the first step was. I didn't know who to call. I mean, do you go to Google? Do you, what do you do when you say, you know what, I'm not okay, and that's okay. Where do I go now that I've realized I need some help?
Oh, it's such a great question and an important thing. So yes, if you're one of those people who has recognized that, you know what, I've been doing all of this on my own, and now it's time that I need to look for help. A really important place to start could be just your primary care doctor. So calling up your clinic and talking to your primary care doctor about how you're feeling and what are some next steps to take. Another really great place to start, a lot of people, their health insurance plans actually offer behavioral health support. Even like some companies, United Healthcare actually offers virtual health, mental health through an app called Calm. So that's an area too for a lot of people to go. So check out what your health insurance company has, even right there on, say, their app or their website for you.
And, you know, Charlotte Olson, one of our dedicated listeners, is tuning in probably from Albert Lee. She goes on the weekends and spends time with her mom. And she says, amen to more mental health. I have lost so many students and former students to suicide. She is an educator here in the great state of Minnesota. And Dr. Abby, when we start talking about young people, I worry about my son, Andrew. You know, that stinky teenager has headed off to college, and he is in a dorm room by himself. And, you know, he's away from family and friends, and he's having to develop support systems. And I know him. He will be the life of the party. He will be laughing and talking with someone. But when he goes back to that room, you know, I want to make sure that he's okay. So when we come back from this commercial break, because I want to spend some time talking about depression and anxiety and support system in our college students, more with Dr. Abby when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 1:18. I am live at Fraser Fest at the St. Paul River Center. So proud to be a part of this amazing and historic organization. 90 years in the community, helping children and adults with special needs. Started 90 years ago with 8 employees, and now more than 800. They have centers in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Wake Park, Mankato. My God, how they have helped to raise awareness and raise the expectation of what children and adults with autism are capable of doing. I'm so grateful for the services and the resources that they have provided for my family. People always come up to me and ask, how do your children go from not talking to talking back? And Daniel's cussing. How did that happen? He wasn't able to make eye contact. He was not potty trained. How is it that in 4 years, he's able to be in a normal developing classroom and he's in student council? It's because of organizations like Fraser, showing me what's possible, telling me not to give up, letting me know that things can and will get better. And so that's why I'm always sharing my family story, because I want somebody to have the same hope that the people at Fraser gave me. Now, listen, we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Abigail Miller from United Healthcare. And Dr. Abby, it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are talking about what happens when you have the blues. How do you get started? How do you seek help? And before the break, I was talking about my son, Andrew, my little stinky college student. And I was looking at United Healthcare's College Student and Graduate Behavioral Health Report. And it talks about how college students and graduates are turning to their friends more than other outside influences when they try to figure out whether or not to seek mental health, when they have concerns, when they're feeling low. And You know, I was talking to my son, Dr. Abby, on Sunday, because we talk every Sunday at 4 p.m. because, you know, he set up his boundaries, right? And I can't just be calling him all willy-nilly whenever I feel like. We talk on Sundays at 4 o'clock, and I could tell that his countenance was different. It's finals. He's stressed out. He's trying to make the grade. He doesn't want to disappoint his parents. He wants to keep his scholarship, right? And that requires a certain GPA. But he's also started working a real job over at Lazy Boy. So he's got to get over there. He's got to work and do a good job. And he's got the responsibility of school and the finals. And then wait, Dr. Abby, he's moving into his own apartment on Thursday. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I thought about this report. And when I asked him how he was doing, he told me fine. But the one thing that reassured me about this report is the peer group and how young people are turning more to their colleagues and their friends versus, you know, anybody else to determine if they should seek mental health. And I'm so glad that he has that good circle of friends around him. Talk to me about what else is in this report.
So you're absolutely right that the report does show that college students do tend to talk to their peers more about potentially needing mental health care, more so than they would reach out to parents. It also talks about, you know, that in 2024, 60% of college students reported that they had experienced a mental or behavioral health condition within the past year, but that's actually decreased from 2022 and 2023. So that's actually a really good sign, a 10% decrease in incidents. But I think some of it is because, you know, that generation tends to not have the stigma that our generation has around seeking help. And so the fact that they're talking to one another about how they're feeling and they're seeking help for these conditions, I think that's a really positive sign for generation.
And, you know, I'm so grateful for this report that United Healthcare put together. If you have a college student, I would recommend you check it out. You go to their website, get the link, click on it, whether you download it and read it or you print it out and keep it handy. Because one of the things that I was able to do, Dr. Abby, when I got this report and started reading through it, it talks about the building some healthy habits. And so, you know, my 18-year-old, he doesn't think I know anything. He thinks I'm just 53 years old. And I just happened to get to this point in my life because I'm cute, right? At 18, he thinks he knows everything. He doesn't think I know anything. But there's some small things that I could just, the nuggets, your seeds that I can plant into him to help him to remember some of just a few of the things that I learned in this report. I could say something like, son, what did you eat today? Because the report talks about eating nutritious meals. I was like, son, what time you go to sleep last night? How many hours did you sleep? Because the report talks about getting enough sleep. That all contributes to mood regulations. Are you running? Are you walking? Are you on your skateboard still since you have your car? All those things are nuggets that I can plant into him, seeds I can plant into him that hopefully he'll remember to do so that he can kind of change his mood, even minor changes like a 20-minute walk. Can have an impact on their emotional well-being, right?
Oh, absolutely true. And so I applaud you for doing exactly that. Is, you know, again, recognize when our kids are growing up and they're heading off to college, they're gonna go out, they're gonna be on their own. And so what are the things that we can do to help to make them successful? And so teaching them healthy habits for how to deal with stress is so important. So yes, exactly all of the things that you talked about. Regular physical activity, even just a 20-minute walk, making sure that they're getting enough sleep, making sure that they're eating healthy foods and not just pizza and energy drinks.
Girl. Really them ramen noodles all day, every day.
Well, and then another thing too that, you know, I think a really important thing that's sometimes overlooked is when they're going off to college, you know, now all of a sudden they're sort of in charge of their own care. And so teaching them about knowing what their health plan, what their health plan says, where is the closest urgent care? Where do they go for primary care now? Where are they going to go for mental health resources? All of those things are really great conversations to have with our kids before they head off to college.
Okay, so you got to talk to me about this report. I'm already getting a note from Chelsea Lowry, a student at NYU. She is my new podcast editor at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and she wants to know where she can get this report and how she can share it with her friends.
So the report was commissioned by UnitedHealthcare. It was conducted by YouGov, called the Student and Graduate Behavioral Health Report. So I think if you go online, you probably go to UHC.com and find a link to it there. Otherwise, you can certainly search for Student and Graduate Behavioral Health Report. That would be a really great place to start to go to find this report and find some more of the specifics around it.
And Dr. Miller, we're talking to Dr. Abby Miller. She is the Chief Medical Officer of UnitedHealthcare Minnesota. And I am just so grateful to you for coming in here today. A lot of people out there are feeling anxious. They're feeling overwhelmed. They're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. When we go from college to college graduates and parents, we're not sure if the job that we have today will be there on Monday. And we're looking at, you know, news reports about the store shelves being empty. And, you know, we thought we had already come out of a situation like that and didn't plan on going back anytime soon. But here we are. As people begin to get anxious and overwhelmed, talk to me about prioritizing mental health.
Yeah. So, you know what? If you're overwhelmed by things that you're seeing on social media, things you're seeing on the news, guess what? You have permission to turn it off. It is okay to take a mental health break and just unplug from those things. It is entire, give yourself permission to do that. I think that that's step one. I think step two, as we talked about before, you know, reaching out to that support network, if that's, you know, a close trusted friend, a family member, a spiritual counselor, and certainly your primary care physician. And I would say too, if you recognize that you yourself or someone you know is in a mental health crisis, call 988. That is that suicide and crisis lifeline. It is 24 hours. It's confidential. 988.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Miller, for being here. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm here at the St. Paul River Center at the Fraser Fest right now. But on Thursday, I'll be hanging with Carl Schlieder at Banyan Community Center's annual community gathering. If you guys have not heard about this organization, let me tell you and shine a spotlight on the wonderful work they do in the Phillips neighborhood. They have been bringing change to people there for almost three decades. They have after school programs, nutritious meals, mentoring, and so much more. Carl, I cannot thank you enough for the way you take care of the people in that Phillips neighborhood. And the thing, Carl, that I love about Banya is nothing against any of the community organizations, right? But anybody can go to the Y. Anybody can go to a number of these organizations, but Banyan specifically micro targets the Phillips community to create a safe space for the young people growing and learning all the way to adults. And it is so crucial. Mm-hmm. And you can see the growth and the prosperity happening in that neighborhood because of Banyan.
That's right.
Now, talk to me about that.
Shaletta, first off, thanks so much for having me on your show. I've been
listening.
You've covered so much important ground. Wow. I mean, there's a lot of great people doing good work in the community. So thank you, too, for what you do.
You're welcome. And thank you for what you do over at Banyan. And this corporate gathering is going to happen on Thursday. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows about it.
Yeah, Thursday, May 8th, 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Historic Coliseum Building on East Lake Street. And we're so excited because we're going to bring together so many members of our community. And like you said, Banyan's unique in its holistic approach. So it takes everybody coming together to really make change. And the through line to our work is, you know, after-school enrichment programming. So it's all about creating opportunities for kids, all kids, to become who they are, to grow, to learn, graduate high school, go on to pursue a post-secondary pathway to a fulfilling career. That's what we're all about. But we engage parents in that process and we engage neighbors in that process because we're really a very place-based community too. Like you said, serving the Phillips neighborhoods and parts of Ventura Village neighborhoods too.
And, you know, I had a chance to meet Jasmine Panora. She was a young lady who was a student there at Banyan Community Center. You guys walked her from the bus. She came there after school. She got a meal. She got mentoring. And now she is an engineer and she is a tutor herself at Banyan. She's a board member of the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers. That is a national organization. You know, it is not lost on me that it takes more than you and Christy and, you know, the members of your team at Banyan. It takes all of us. You know, a lot of organizations are seeing federal funds being cut from their budget. And now is a time that we as a community here in the Twin Cities can pour into that Banyan community by pouring in to this event that you're having on Thursday. I know tickets are still available. It is a breakfast. You call it a corporate gathering, but it is a breakfast where people can come together. They can meet Jasmine and so many other of the young people that you have helped to go from just surviving to thriving, the families that you've helped, the parents and grandparents that receive support at Banyan, and then make a donation because their money is good there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Everything you said, Chaletta, and Jasmine's story, you know, so amazing, right? So when we think about, you know, the banyan tree, we're rooted here in the Phillips neighborhood, you know, that the base of that tree, the trunk of it is our community. And then our youth grow up long and strong and out like Jasmine has done. And then like the banyan tree, they bend down and they come back and they give back to community. And she's just so exemplary of our story here at Banyan Community. And coming to our breakfast on Thursday, you can support the stories like Jasmine's. I mean, we're a strength-based organization. And so it's about, again, creating opportunities for kids and removing barriers. So, and encouraging them to see and believe in themselves to follow their dreams like Jasmine did. So, yeah, you can come Thursday. There's tickets available. You can make a monetary contribution. You can support our summer learning programming. You can support our secondary education programming. You can support our holistic organization, which, you know, is an arc of impact from ECFE, early learning for infants, all the way up to seniors and elders in our neighborhood. And you can also contribute in other ways. You can partner with us as a tutor. You can provide career presentations or career networking. So there's so many ways to get involved, and we really could use everyone's support to do the work we're doing and keep expanding and sustaining the growth we've been making in the Phillips neighborhoods.
Now, the website is banyancommunity.org, B-A-N-Y-A-N, banyancommunity.org. You go to the website, you can find out about the corporate gathering on Thursday, you can find out about how they're creating models of success, and learn how you can support Banyan as they support that Phillips neighborhood community. I like to say, from the cradle to the grave. When I came over there and saw, I was like, they got babies over here, they got grandmamas right over here, and everybody is getting the services that they need from you. It is really a place. And I saw that the people, when they walked in there, how they were smiling, how they lit up, how you walked through there and your team, you knew everybody's name, and they knew your name, and you knew their stories, and y'all was asking about tests. I can't even remember when my own kids are supposed to take a test, Carl. You know, you all are not just working there, you're living there, right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we have just an amazing staff, Shaletta, and we know how important it is for a child, for a young person, to have a caring adult outside the home in their lives, believing in them too, working alongside their parents to help them learn and grow. And that is so much what our staff does. We're a really relationship rich organization, because we know that it takes a relationship built upon trust, really, to kind of see and learn and grow alongside a child and a family and our neighbors too. So, yeah, it's trust-based relationships is at the heart of what we do.
Okay, you heard it here. Purchase a $30 ticket. Bring a friend. It's a breakfast Thursday, May 8th from 8 to 9:30. You'll still get to the office by about 10:30, so you can get your meeting started. We need you to bring yourself and your colleagues because it is going to take a village, like Carl said. Mm-hmm. And whether you live in the Phillips neighborhood or not, you are a part of that village. Carl, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shaletta, for having me on and for this opportunity to talk about Banyan Community. And thank you for everything that you do.
All right. God bless you. You all stick around. My favorite part of the show is coming up. I'm talking to Steve Thompson next. It is 1:47. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. A beautiful, sunny 61 degrees. And I'm all smiles because my favorite part of my show is right now when I get to talk to my friend Steve Thompson. He is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, these Timberwolves are on fire.
They are. They took care of the Lakers pretty quickly. I know the Timberwolves shocked the world, or most of the world anyway, by blowing out the Lakers in game one. Lakers came back, won game two, but it was clearly a mismatch. And I felt like at the beginning of that series, the Timberwolves were a deeper team. Sure, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, you know, the legendary Lakers franchise. But beyond that, they didn't have much. And the Timberwolves do have a lot of good players, not only in the starting five, but on the bench. And then, of course, Anthony Edwards playing great and the people around him playing really, really well. And they showed how deep a team they are and why a year ago them going to the conference finals wasn't a fluke. Now, the regular season, ever since they traded Karl Anthony Towns and brought in Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo from the Knicks, it was really a work in progress. They struggled early. They weren't really coming together as a team, and then there were injuries and so on and so forth. But it just goes to show, over 82 games, Shaletta, the goal is to get into the top six. Avoid the play-in tournament. Finish somewhere in the top six so you're not in that play-in tournament. And then, you know, if you're a team like the Timberwolves, you're in good shape. And they did that. They were able to accomplish that over 82 games, even though it was at times a very frustrating regular season.
Okay, now, did you hear what Anthony Edwards' new nickname is? Did you hear about this?
No, I haven't.
His new nickname, since he manhandled LeBron James, is the Kingslayer. That's what they're calling him on social media. They're calling him the Kingslayer. And I think that he is with Adidas, right? And so Adidas posted on social media a picture of him. And they, I don't know if they started it or they picked up on it, but on the Adidas official social media channel that they posted out, they're calling him the Kingslayer. Think about that, Steve.
And can you imagine the size of the checks going forward? Adidas is going to write to Anthony Edwards. I think about all that money because I go back to Michael Jordan, who kind of reinvented the shoe deal and the merchandising deal for not only NBA players, but players in all sports. And you and I, you know, give so much credit to Michael Jordan's mother for being involved and how that was portrayed in that major motion picture. But Ant's making good money in the NBA. He's making better money, I bet, from Adidas.
Oh, my God. And you know, Michael Jordan is still living off them Nike checks. They call that passive income. I would like to have that kind of passive income, Steve, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Michael Jordan's doing all right. He's a NASCAR team owner. it's pretty incredible. But it just goes to show that, you know, when you reach the status of Anthony Edwards, and he's still, you know, early in his career and still has a lot to prove. Number one, winning an NBA title would certainly help that legacy sooner than later. But it is incredible the money these people can make.
Oh, my God. Okay, now, Steve, you have to tell me this. We've had some time since the trade. You know, people would say, well, let's see how it works. Let's see how it pans out. Did we make the right choice or not by letting Cat go to NYC?
Well, what it did is it created flexibility in the salary cap situation because they were already giving Rudy Gobert a ton of money. They were already giving Anthony Edwards a ton of money. And then they had Cat all on max deals. That wasn't sustainable for the Timberwolves organization. Whether it was controlled by Glenn Taylor or now ultimately be controlled by Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry. So that at some point they couldn't afford three max guys, and they're not going to be able to move Rudy Gobert. Now, all due respect to Rudy Gobert, he was huge in game five and a big reason the Timberwolves closed out the series, but they weren't going to be able to move Gobert's contract. And what they were able to do by adding Randle and DiVincenzo is add much needed depth. And players they really needed to add to this group to create some balance. So I think all in all, you know, Tim Connelly's done a phenomenal job. It's hard to argue with the moves he's made since, you know, being put in charge of this thing and being the general manager. I think it's been great. And ultimately, if they're able to get as far as the conference finals or the NBA finals, I still think they need to win another series to kind of prove that it was the right move. If they get bounced in the next round by Houston or Golden State, and by the way, they're going to a game seven. Houston's got a good young team. They scare me a little bit. That could be a big challenge. I'd rather play the old men from Golden State
because they do well with old men. They make mixed meat of LeBron James. They do really well with old men.
Steph Curry's getting up there. You got Jimmy Butler. He's getting up there. You got Draymond Green. He's getting up there. I think I'd rather play those guys than these young guys from Houston. They look pretty good. And then beyond that, Oklahoma City, they're a very young team, and they were the number one seed in the Western Conference. So it's no easy path to the NBA Finals for the Timberwolves.
Okay, now you have to tell me this. Now, I grew up when Hakeem Olajuwon and Ralph Sampson and Robert Reed were playing for the Houston Rockets when they beat the Lakers in that last second Ralph Sampson shot. And then, you know, they went to the finals, but then Larry Bird did what Larry Bird does to him. Yeah. And so our coach at the time was Bill Finch. And so, you know, I'm following the Timberwolves and I see that our coach is Chris Finch. Are they related in any way? Is this his son or something?
Well, no, because it's Fitch, F-I-T-C-H, and then it's Finch on our side.
Right, so, okay.
No, but yeah, Bill Fitch, one of the all-time greats, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer. And let's face it, with Chris Finch and our head coach, there are a lot of detractors this season. Oh, we got to move on from Finch, and I don't like the way he's managing minutes and so on and so forth. When you get rid of a Karl Anthony Towns and you bring in two guys, like Randall and DiVincenzo, and you're now making Anthony Edwards the focal point of the team. Ants the Man, or what's his new nickname?
The Kingslayer.
Yeah, yeah. If you're building around the Kingslayer, you know, that's going to take some time. And Finch was trying to figure out what the right mix is. You know, there's injuries along the way. And the NBA regular season's a grind. It's 82 games. This season starts in the fall. It ends in the spring. There's a lot of ups and downs and so on and so forth. So, yeah, our guy, Chris Finch, he's clearly man for the job. And I think ownership and I think Tim Connelly have total faith in Finch. And more importantly, I think the players believe in Chris Finch. Anthony Edwards has always talked very highly about how Finch has handled him and how he's developed with Chris Finch at the helm. So, yeah, I think the Timberwolves have a lot of ingredients here with the superstar, good coach, great general manager to get some things done, not only this year, but in future years.
All right, what you got, speaking of the future, coming up on your show today?
Yeah, following the news and weather, we'll go outdoors real quick with Steve Carney. The Fishing Opener's coming up. Everybody's excited about that. It's a lovely day. And then we'll talk Twins and Red Sox, game two at Fenway. Looks like it won't rain in Boston until tonight, so they'll get the ball game in today. Our lineup card at 2:30, and then the Twins and the Red Sox from Fenway right after 3 o'clock today.
Well, Steve, I can't thank you enough for being here. Tell your beautiful bride, Michelle, and your daughters, I said hello. And you guys keep tuning in. Don't go anywhere as you are enjoying this beautiful day riding around the cities. Make sure you keep it locked right here for WCCO Radio. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. He's got an amazing lineup that you do not want to miss. I can't thank you all enough for hanging out with me here on the Shaletta Show as I broadcast live from Frazier Fest at the St. Paul River Center. I've seen stuff put up, but I've never seen it broken down. So this thing was done at about 1-2 o'clock, and they're taking the stuff down. They got the rafters up. They're putting the chairs away. They're taking down the balloon statues. It was an amazing day. So thank you to Lindsay and Al and that whole team at WCCO Radio for allowing us to have an amazing show. We'll see y'all next weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.